My name is Alexander Thiel. I'm a stroke neurologist at McGill University, Montreal, at the Jewish General Hospital. And I'm the director of the Stroke Research and Clinical Stroke Program at the Jewish General Hospital.
Fantastic. So, Alex, can you give us an overview of your presentation during the Neuroimaging and Brain Repair Plenary that will be at the Canadian Stroke Congress this year?
Yes, I was invited to present about new developments in stroke recovery imaging, and my talk will specifically focus on new MRI techniques to image functional and structural connectivity of the brain and what these new imaging methodologies will bring to us for the future of performing stroke recovery studies.
I know you've got quite an interest in aphasia. How does that interconnect with what you're working on?
Now, in the aphasia field, one of the promising add-on therapies to standard speech and language therapy at the moment is non-invasive brain stimulation techniques like transcranial magnetic stimulation and transcranial direct current stimulation. The idea behind these therapies is that we try to modulate the excitability of the right non-language hemisphere in order to suppress this hemisphere and then to redirect all the speech and language therapy towards the left dominant hemisphere. Now, however, not all patients seem to respond equally to this therapy. Obviously, those who engage their right hemisphere more after the stroke seem to respond better to those therapies. That means those patients where the disconnect between the two hemispheres is greater. Now, with these new imaging technologies, we might be able to identify patients by measuring their connectivity pattern between the hemispheres and then select patients which may specifically respond to this therapy.
So I know that you've got some recently published work on the structural and resting state brain connectivity of motor networks after stroke. How does that tie into your work with the aphasia and brain repair that we were talking about?
Yes, so generally we think that there are similar compensation mechanisms in the brain at work after a stroke, no matter what modality is involved, whether it's motor function or whether it's language function. The brain basically has two choices to react to a stroke during the recovery process. Either there is sufficient unaffected brain tissue in the hemisphere that suffered from the stroke, then it has a chance to recruit those areas and use so-called intrahemispheric compensation techniques within the damaged hemisphere. Or if this doesn't work, then it will recruit regions in the opposite hemisphere, in the non-dominant hemisphere. The thing is that the later strategy seems to be the less effective one. It does work to a certain effect, but it's not as good and as compensatory as if the brain recruits the previously trained areas in the brain. And this seems to hold true for motor function as well as for language function. So there is a big interest in identifying which kind of strategy the brain tries to use and then to push that brain, that individual brain, into promising strategy.
So I was particularly excited by some of your work in non-invasive brain stimulation. Can you give us a description as to what that looks like and why it's effective, potentially?
Yes, so as I mentioned before, we are using two techniques for stimulating the brain non-invasively. One is transcranial magnetic stimulation, where we apply rapidly oscillating magnetic fields through the skull. Magnetic fields modulate the excitability of the underlying cortex, so we can either increase the excitability or decrease it. And the transcranial direct current stimulation, we apply electrodes over the brain areas that we wish to modulate and then pass a direct current through these electrodes. The advantage of the magnetic stimulation is that it's more intense, that it's more focal. But it can give prior to the add-on therapy, whereas the transcranial direct current stimulation is less focal, but it's a small portable device which the patients can wear during the therapy. So they, for example, can physiotherapy with this
You've been listening to a podcast collaboration between the Canadian Stroke Congress and the International Journal of Stroke. The International Journal of Stroke is the flagship publication of the World Stroke Organization. Please consider opting in for membership to this important global work. Together we can change the global burden of stroke.